Chapter 10. I loathe my own life. I will give full vent to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, Do not condemn me. Let me know why thou dost contend with me. Is it right for thee indeed to oppress, to reject the labor of thy hands, and to look favorably on the schemes of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or dost thou see as a man sees? Are thy days as the days of a mortal, or thy years as man's years, that thou shouldst seek for my guilt, and search after my sin? According to thy knowledge I am indeed not guilty. Yet there is no deliverance from thy hand. Thy hands fashioned and made me altogether, and wouldst thou destroy me? Remember now that thou hast made me as clay, and wouldst thou turn me into dust again? Didst thou not pour me out like milk, and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews? Thou hast granted me life and loving kindness, and thy care has preserved my spirit. Yet these things thou hast concealed in thy heart. I know that this is within thee. If I sin, then thou wouldst take note of me, and wouldst not acquit me of my guilt. If I am wicked, woe to me! And if I am righteous, I dare not lift up my head. I am sated with disgrace and conscious of my misery. And should my head be lifted up, thou wouldst hunt me like a lion. And again thou wouldst show thy power against me. Thou dost renew thy witnesses against me, and increase thine anger toward me. Hardship after hardship is with me. Why then hast thou brought me out of the womb? Would that I had died, and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been, carried from womb to tomb. Would he not let my few days alone? Withdraw from me, that I may have a little cheer before I go, and I shall not return to the land of darkness and deep shadow, the land of utter gloom as darkness itself, of deep shadow without order, and which shines as the darkness.